With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network, we're also joined by Darren Rizzi, the special teams coordinator for the Saints. 28 years of experience. And Coach, I want to begin with the easy one because it was a good one, and that's Deontay Harris. Deontay Harris, he had five returns yesterday. He had none against the Packers. The Packers kicked off the start of the game, and that was it. But five returns, and that's the tied for the second most in the league with two games. And for all the returners, you've had at least four returns. All five of his have been 20-plus yards. I guess I'm going to kind of begin with two questions. And hello, how are you doing, Coach? You doing okay?
I'm doing fantastic. Good. I appreciate you guys having me on.
No, thanks. So first off, I don't think I've ever – it's been – I can't remember, probably pre-2011 or 12 since I've seen a five-return game from anyone. But just talk about his play and the spark that he can provide. And really, I mean, it has been a while since you've seen five returns in a game, hasn't it?
No question, especially, you know, with the new rule. And you know, the Panthers had a change of kicker last week, so we knew coming in there might be a shot for a couple. I didn't think we'd have five, but, you know, a couple of them we brought out of the end zone. Deontay did a fantastic job. I got to give credit also to the guys that were blocking for him and really did a good job with some of the matchups and created some space for him. But, you know, Deontay is an easy guy to block for because you certainly don't have to get every guy perfectly. He can really set up a block and make people miss. And, hey, listen, our job there on that kick return team is simple. You know, let's create some field position for the offense, try to create a shorter field, and Deontay's able to do that.
Let me just quickly, I want to follow up because one of the things I think that I'm so impressed with him is his ability to time and really almost set back so where his momentum is moving him forward. He's almost running already as he catches it. And that's a gift that everybody has.
I would agree with that. You know, a lot of times, Mike, when we get younger guys from the college game, it's really a different game. You know, you can fair catch it back there now and all that. And that's really something that's not taught at that level. So when we bring some of these young guys in, that's one of the things, you know, not backing up on the catch, kind of running through it. It's, you know, I kind of liken it to like a center fielder or an outfielder in baseball, you know, on a tag up play, kind of hit it downhill. And so Deontay does a great job with that, no question. It's something that he worked on, you know, these last couple of years, and he's really, really improved at that. And I think that's something that probably gets overlooked. So I think that's a good catch by you.
Now, you know, Darren, well, we all love Thomas Morstead and the stability that he brought to the punter position. But I've been really pleased. It seemed like we have not missed a beat. Blake Gillikin, six punts, 49-yard average. It seems like he's controlling his punts as far as not only distance, but the accuracy. You know, when you look inside the 20, inside the 10 and all that. But I thought that was impressive. Six punts for 49-yard average in Gillikin.
Yeah, no question, Bobby. First of all, let's get back to Timo for a second. You're just a really difficult guy to replace. And certainly the next guy up there has always got a tough shoes to fill. And Blake has done that. You know, I think Blake is a very talented player. You see that. You see, you know, his best. He had a couple of balls yesterday that were really, really big. He had a 60-yard ball. He had a 59-yard ball. I think that was a 4.9-plus hang time. And makes it a little bit easier on the coverage guys obviously going down there. So, you know, the biggest thing we've been working on with Blake is just the consistency. It's not going to be a talent issue with him. He's got plenty of talent to play in this league for a long time. And with those younger guys, it's just the more reps we can get, the better. You know, the thing that killed us last year with Blake was no preseason games.
Right.
We obviously missed one this year, which would have been nice to get him more reps. But I'll tell you what, he's really done an admirable job these first couple of games. And I know he's always, you know, he's always looking to get better. But right now the numbers have been good for us.
Now, Coach, also a seasoned veteran, you look at the gunner position or, you know, whether you're going down a kickoff or a punt coverage. Boy, I thought this was outstanding considering the limited of opportunities you have. Ty Montgomery, what more can you say about him? He ended up with a couple of tackles. He had an assist. I know the running back position, Dwayne Washington. So it seems like our coverage units, we've been amongst the best as far as kickoff and punt coverage. And I thought to start the season, Ty Montgomery's been awesome. What are you asking him to do?
Bobby, I would agree with you there. Ty's played at a really, really high level these first couple of weeks. You know, Ty's a guy that can really wear a lot of hats. He can do a lot of different things, both for the offense and for special teams. And he's a guy that's been a returner in the past. This gunner thing is a little bit new to him. It's not something he had done a lot of. You know, it's something we really worked a lot of in the preseason. I give Phil Galliano, my assistant special teams coach, a ton of credit because he's been working with him one-on-one with all the little nuances with that position. But, you know, coming into this season, I was a little bit concerned with our overall coverage because we lost a lot of good core players. You know, we lost Justin Hardy. We lost [S2] Yes. [S1] Craig Robertson. So there were some shoes to fill. You know, JT Gray is a guy that's been consistent around here for the last few years. But we needed to, you know, fill in some spots. And Ty has really done a good job here in these first couple of games. And so, you know, hopefully to continue that. You know, you mentioned Dwayne Washington. He's been a consistent player for us for the last couple of years. So, listen, when we have all our guys healthy and we're out there, we got some good players to go down there and cover. That's for sure.
Coach, talk about
go ahead, Mike.
Talk about the Carl Granderson block, the field goal. Just, I guess, whatever the rush scheme was, because I'm watching. If you watch the replay, which you already have, you know, you kind of see Malcolm Roach, he breaks through. And if you're looking at it, you think Peyton Turner's going to be the guy to make the block. As Gonzalez is nearing the ball, Granderson's still at the line of scrimmage. I mean, what an athletic play by him to make the block. But I guess just talk about that whole kind of alignment and what the plan was for that.
And, you know, Coach, how fired up you get when you block a field goal? You probably got to be fist pumping somebody, or you want somebody to high five when that happens, right?
I was definitely excited. It was a little bit of a momentum changer for us. We needed a little spark, and that's what special teams is. You know, you're trying to provide a little momentum for the team. Great execution by Carl, and again, really the whole unit. You mentioned a couple of those guys, Malcolm, Peyton, Cam. It was just really, really good execution. You know, something we had worked on during the week with Carl with that particular call, and he really, really did a great job of just executing. You know, a little funny thing with special teams is blocking a field goal and blocking a punt are completely two different things as far as technique goes, and I think a lot of times you see guys come through and they're trying to have their hands out in front. Carl did a great job of elevating and getting up and getting a piece of it. And then obviously Zach got the ball and we were able to gain some yards there. And so, hey, listen, those are big plays. You know, when you block a kick and get a momentum swing, there's no doubt I was excited. And I was really, really happy for Carl because here's a guy that's really put a lot of time in and a lot of effort in and a lot of studying and hard work into that unit. And it paid off for him yesterday.
Go ahead, Bobby.
Now, you know, Coach, who is that leader that you counting on going forward in that special teams? You know, look at Craig Robinson, what he brought to the table, and you look at Justin Hardy. Now, I couldn't even remember going back when you got a guy like Chris Banjo. And I'm like, man, why are we getting rid of him? I mean, all of a sudden he makes the Cardinals, but then you upgrade that. It's like 1-1-8. Then you get JT Gray. Who's maybe a couple, now besides JT Gray, who would be like a Justin Hardy or Craig Robinson going forward?
You know, you mentioned Dwayne Washington earlier. He's a guy that for the last few years has really, really been impressive, the body work that he's put together. And, you know, I think the most impressive thing about some of those older guys that have been around, like JT and like Dwayne Washington, is really the work ethic every day. They're kind of leaders by example. They might not be the vocal guy that maybe Craig was or the vocal guy that Justin was. But those guys go out every day. They kind of put the hard hat on, bring the lunch pail, if you will. They're great leaders by example. They set a great example for these younger guys. And so, as you guys know, we got a lot of, you know, new players, some younger guys, first and second year guys that have filled in some holes on special teams. And so those guys are kind of looking at those guys every day, JT, Dwayne, and they've set a great example. And to be honest with you, Ty Montgomery's another guy. you know, that goes out and just works and just works and just works. And so that's been great. And when you have some veteran guys that, that set a great example for that group, it really is contagious. And, you know, we've added a couple pieces there. Jeff Heath is a guy that's a veteran. Chris Hogan, you know, is a guy that's a veteran. And those guys are similar type players. They're lunch pail guys. And I'll be honest with you, as a special teams guy, you love players like that because they just come in, they work, there's no BS. And as you know, Bobby, from playing for a long time, those are the guys that are a lot of time the backbone of your team.
Now, you know, Darren, don't you, like, welcome if you have an opportunity to utilize Taysom Hill? Because it just seems like he's just a football player, offense, defense, special teams. It seems like he's totally a team player and wants to contribute at the high level.
I agree. Yesterday he played the personal protector on punt for us, and something that probably goes unnoticed with our six punch yesterday is Taysom made two tackles. So, you know, he's down there covering his butt off, and his effort is outstanding. And, listen, there's a lot of things, you know, as we all know, Taysom could do a lot of things on the football field. And so, you know, he's going to have an expanded role week to week with the units. And you know, listen, we know at any time he can come and help us in any of the units and stand, get right in there and be successful just like he's done in the past. So, listen, he's another guy that I didn't mention, but certainly is another guy that goes out and does those same things I was talking about. So to him to come in yesterday and play personal protector in that game and go down and make two tackles after being in a quarterback battle all preseason is really just epitomizes really what Taysom is.
Coach, got to ask you just because it made me think about it when we were talking about Thomas Morstead. Morstead is with the Jets because the Jets punter got hurt in week one. And so Matt Amendola, the kicker, came in, and he had a punt, actually did a great job. Made me think a little bit because I remember with Morstead and Lutz, they'd both kind of done the other's job before. And I'm currently knocking on wood, but should something happen to a Rosas or Gillikin, and I'm sure you guys have done this, but can either of them do the other's position?
Yeah, you know, Aldrick actually got put in that position last year in Jacksonville. He had to go in and punt. He had to go in and punt when their kicker got their punter got hurt. So, you know, Blake Gillikin's a guy that's done all three. He has kicked off before. He does. He's an emergency guy. You know, listen, we have a contingency for everything around here.
I figured you did. Yeah. Just made me think about it. Because Matt Amendola had never punted before, right? He never kicked in a game before. He hadn't punted.
Well, you know what's funny is a lot of people might remember this, the Dallas Cowboys fans. Jeff Heath, you know, are one of our reserve safeties. He had to go in and kick for the Cowboys a few years back. So another guy that's got a feather in his cap as far as kicking goes. He had to go into as a position player and kick an extra point and kick off. So he's done it. Chris Hogan's a guy that's done it. So we had a number of guys that could go in there in a pinch if we had that situation come up.
Coach, heck of a, you know, certainly a tough loss yesterday. You lose and win as a team, but it was a very impressive outing for the special teams. We wish you nothing but the best the rest of the season, and good luck in New England this week.
Mike, Bobby, I appreciate your time as always. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, Coach Darren Rizzi, for the special teams coordinator. Bobby is done. Great job from the Cajun Cannon, but Mike Dettillier is not done. We're going to talk a little more NFL football, NFC South, and the Packers. Keep it right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.